You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters have been gathering in front of the old Parliament House in Canberra for the past 2 weeks. It's not really clear why the group chose this particular building or what they were taking a stand about, but it was clear things were going to get ugly and fast. After a round of shouting and abuse aimed at the gathered police and media, a fire began at the front of the heritage-listed building, which appears to have been deliberately lit. It's the second fire this month at the doors of the old parliamentary building. ACT Police Superintendent Sam Evans says firefighters were called to the scene by multiple 000 calls and an automatic fire alarm. He says responding units put out the blaze very quickly.
Fire control was achieved within 15 to 20 minutes. There has been no fire extension inside the structure, although the installation sprinkler system within the building did activate. There is water and smoke damage inside the structure, but no fire damage.
Andrew Harper from the Museum of Australian Democracy, which is in the building, says they've now been forced to close their doors.
We'll be doing a clean-up over the next few days with the water and assessing damage, and we will be closed for some time. We're not sure how long yet, but as soon as we can, we'll be back open and sharing this iconic building with the public again.
Police have rejected suggestions their crowd control methods contributed to the fire. Commander Linda Champion from the Australian Federal Police says they had to use pepper spray to get the protesters to step back, but it didn't cause the blaze.
ACT Police did use a small amount of pepper spray. It does not have an accelerant. It is water-based and it had no effect on the fire.
The protesters themselves, however, seem willing to claim responsibility. A group of COVID-19 anti-vaccine campaigners have broadcast their protest and parts of the fire on social media. And one member of the protest group reportedly told Sky News Australia they were there for positive reasons, but said they had to burn that door down just to get the message across. Meanwhile, political leaders, including the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, have been quick to condemn the violence.
I'm disgusted and appalled by the behaviour that would see Australians come and set fire to such a symbol of democracy in this country. Their cause doesn't justify that sort of violence.
Ben Morton, the minister responsible for Old Parliament House, also issued a statement condemning the violence. He said,
"No system of government is perfect. In our democracy, the freedom to peaceful protest is one that we can and should celebrate. Today's actions at Old Parliament House were not peaceful."
That is the way investigators feel as well. Police will not comment on whether they think individuals or a group is responsible for the fire. But Commander Champion says justice will take its course.
The matter is still under investigation, unfortunately, so until we know more, I'd rather not comment on that. Although the investigation is still underway, and should we find those responsible, they will be prosecuted.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.